Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the New Covenant, there's been one Lamb of God who shed His blood, and His blood is not like the blood of bulls and goats that could only cover. This blood doesn't cover. This blood has cleansed us. Cleansed us, not covered. Cleansed us, washed us. You remember in Revelation, He's washed us from our sins with His own blood and made us kings and priests to our God. Oh, hallelujah. It's not covered. It's cleansed. Washed. So, other translations bring it out that we have now received the reconciliation. Somebody say, received.
Received.
The reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
Do you have to receive it?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Or you won't experience it. That's why Jesus said, you know, go into all the world. Preach the good news to everybody, every creation. He that believes and is baptized will be saved.
Yes.
He that believes not will be condemned.
Yep.
You got to receive it. Or you won't experience the benefits of it. You must receive it. Same thing is true about all of God's grace. By His grace, healing's been given to us. By His grace, the Holy Spirit's been given to us. By His grace, you know, your material needs being met is given to you. By His grace, by His grace, by His grace. But even though it's all been bought and paid for and given, you'll not enjoy it. You'll not experience it unless and until you believe it and you receive it. Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
And I receive it.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. You believe on Him and you receive it. That's what happened in the new birth, right? You received Jesus, didn't you? You received Him as your Lord and your Savior. You can receive Him as your healer.
Yes.
You can receive Him as your peace. You can receive Him as your provider. You can receive Him as your protector. But if you say, well, it's just all up to Him, whatever He... No, He doesn't receive it for you.
Amen.
He doesn't receive it for you. We have now received the reconciliation. It's exactly the same as two people who are at odds with each other. They've had a fight. They've had a falling out. And they are not in fellowship anymore. They are not talking to each other. They don't want to see each other. They don't want to hear about each other. But if you were a minister of reconciliation in that situation, then you could talk to one about the other, or both of them at different times, about being restored back to fellowship. Do they have to be reconciled? Do they ever have to be reconciled? No, they don't. They can tell you to get lost. That they never will forget what that old heifer did to them. Or some such thing. Now you're laughing, but too many church folk hold grudges.
Amen.
And, but I'm just giving that as an, we're going to be talking about that, I think, as we go on, reconciliation between each other. Because that's God's will. Any parent wants their kids to get along with each other. That's a big deal to them. Well, our Father is that way. You know, your brother or sister that you had a falling out with, He loves them just as much as He loves you. no matter what they did or what you did. And He not only wants you to love Him, because He's so lovable and never messes up. He wants you to love, and I didn't say it right. He commanded you to love them, which has nothing to do with how you feel. It's a faith proposition. It's a choice. Faith is a choice. Love is a choice. Forgiveness is a choice, not a feeling. It shouldn't be based on feelings. If you base it on feelings, you're going to be unstable. Because you'll feel like you forgive them today, and then you remember what they did, and you don't feel like it, and you're up, you're down, we're okay, we're not okay. But the Lord's the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And if we walk with Him, we begin to take on His qualities and characteristics, and we're stable and consistent. And when we say, I've forgiven you, it means something.
That's right.
And we don't let ourselves dwell on thinking about the past. If anything comes up to bother us, we say, no, get out of here. I have forgiven them. Yeah. It's an act of faith.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus said, any house divided against itself will fall. And that's what the enemy is always trying to do, is divide and destroy. Have you ever heard of churches getting divided?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Over some of the, I started to say silly, stupidest stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Churches have split, and separated and gone down the road and started another church over carpet.
Wow.
Carpet. Well, the Lord didn't die for carpet. If we could see how little the Lord cares for some of this stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
He's happy for us if we enjoy it for a few days, but in the big scheme of things, it is so trivial and insignificant. But the people, come on, say it out loud,
people
are more important than money. Than things.
People
are more important. And our job, we have a job. You hadn't forgot that, right? Do I need to go back and read that passage again? You got 2 Corinthians 5. You got a job. Tell me about your job. You got a ministry. You got a ministry and a message. What is it? The ministry and the word of reconciliation. What is that? To be an agent of helping people get right with God. Of telling them, look, He's not against you. He's not holding your sins against you. Jesus took them. He paid for them. All you got to do is come to Him. God doesn't need to be reconciled to us. He's not the one who did anything wrong. We need to be reconciled to Him. Can you see that? And so what has to happen? And this is where it gets vital. You got to humble yourself. You got to admit, I've been wrong. All the stupid stuff I said about God not even existing, all the dumb stuff I've said and done about blaming Him for every problem in my life and all the stupid stuff. It's time to repent.
Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear me, friends?
Yes.
It's time to repent and believe and receive. This is what we see Jesus telling the disciples is what's going to happen. This is after He was raised from the dead. He told them they go and they preach the gospel and repentance. We see Peter on the day of Pentecost standing up preaching and saying, repent and believe, right? Repentance is a vital component of this. And their folks have tried to say, well, no, repentance is not necessary because we're already reconciled to God. Not unless you receive the reconciliation. And when you're enlightened, that's what comes next. When you realize, I have been blind. I have been at enmity against God. And when you come to that realization, what is it time to do, people of God? It is time to humble yourself, right? Humble yourself.
Yes, yes.
That's why we still have altar calls. That's why we still pray prayers with people, right? It is time to humble yourself. And if you've messed up bad since you got born again, it's not that Jesus needs to do anything else to pay for your mistakes, but you need to be reconciled to God. You need to come back to Him. And you need to repent and acknowledge that He's been right all along. He's been right about everything. And you come and you humble yourself and you say, Lord, the perfect picture of this is the prodigal son. He came to himself out at the pig trough, came to himself. He said, I'm going to go home. Praise God. And when he did, the father ran out to meet him, hugged him. Now, notice this. Why didn't the father go where he was? Why didn't the father chase after him to find him and bring him home? It would have done no good until he was ready. Come on, can you see this? Until he was ready to think right and humble himself and be reckoned, as soon as he was ready and came home, the father ran out to meet. Didn't wait till he got to the house. Ran to meet him. But it's a hard fact, but it's true. You can want something for people more than they want it themselves. And until they want it, you crying and being tormented is in vain. But as long as there's breath, there's hope. And you pray and ask God to send laborers across their path. Come on, is that right? And He'll do it too. He will enlighten them. And He'll bring them right to the point of decision. If they say no, it ain't over. Tomorrow's a new day. Is that right? Ask the Lord to send another laborer right across their path. He'll enlighten them. He'll bring them right up to it. Thank you, Lord. But He won't make you be reconciled to Him. And it's not an experience until you receive it, which is why there is a ministry of reconciliation, and there is a continuous job of us endeavoring to help people to receive this reconciliation that has been so marvelously given. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.